Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our Sunday service. You all know I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm so glad that you have joined us for the service. And for those of you online, I'm so glad that you also have joined us for the service. I'm going to begin our service today by sharing our vision statement, so I invite you to join me in saying it with me. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that is exactly what we are doing here, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to remember what we know at our deepest level, to know that there is a divine presence, a presence of peace and a presence of love and the truth of our own innate wholeness and authentic power, the truth of our connection and oneness with everyone and everything. We're coming here so that we can remember that. So that we step back into that energy of feeling that presence. And even by being in the company of each other helps us deepen as we each deepen individually. It helps us deepen together. And so we are awakening to that truth. We are remembering that truth. We are accessing that truth of our oneness, our inseparability with that presence itself. And as we awaken to that, then we actually are able to tap into it. We're able to tap into the love or the peace or our own wholeness when the world is not reflecting it back to us. And as we do that, we become a beneficial presence, not just for ourselves because we discover peace and love, but we become a beneficial presence with all of those that we interact with. And because we are all connected to each other and to everything, we actually act as a beneficial presence to the whole. And so I thank all of you for walking this path, for saying yes to the divine within you, and for being here today.
I invite you to join me in moving into a deeper awareness of our inner being. I know the all-knowing mind is always manifesting in and through my being, moving through my day as the perfect realization that good is always present, and recognizing this abundant good, I know it is here today as Living Beyond Limits. I am grateful that infinite goodness is always where we are. It surrounds us and moves through and opens our mind and heart so that only good enters into our life. The silent power of the all good attracts only that which serves our highest good. And the creative principle of thought is the storehouse for all the abundance of every good thing. So I use the key of my thought and open my mind to creative awareness and accept and give thanks for the abundance and prosperity that life supplies. We live and move in divine love, and love expresses in all of our affairs. And so today, we celebrate the good in life, and I bless Reverend Jennifer and know her every word is divinely inspired as she speaks the truth of spirit. I bless Margaret as she lifts her voice in song. I bless everyone here, and I am grateful for this loving community of Living Beyond Limits. This and so very much more I am grateful for. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. My reading today is called A Litany of Thanksgiving by Tracy Earlywine. Let us give thanks in the substance and source of all life, the great mystery and power by any name, expressing as love and known to the mystics as the One. Let us give thanks in all things. Let us pause and appreciate the color and form of creation and our place within it. May we sense the divine unity beneath the infinite variety before us. Let us give thanks in all things. Let us pause and appreciate our daily food, and for those whose work and skill bring life's bountiful gifts to us, let us give thanks in all things. Amid the gifts and graces inspired in human minds and hearts for insight, imagination, and curiosity, which fuel the skills of research and delight, of discovery, and which bring healing and fulfillment to our lives, let us give thanks in all things. Amid the light and the shades of the changing seasons and their variety and dependability, let us pause and appreciate new life and growth out of seeming barrenness and decay. Let us give thanks in all things. For the expected and unexpected changes in our communities, bringing new hope and strength, endurance and courage to those who are called to service, let us pause and appreciate the light of spirit which shines in all who gather near. Let us give thanks in all things. May we see the divine goodness, kindness, gentleness, patience, humility, and compassion that is the spiritual truth of every heart. Let us give thanks in all things for the life we have been given and those who surround us. Let us give thanks in all things. May we see rightly the love within, the light we carry, the gifts we share, and may we pause and appreciate the spirit which moves us, breathes us, lives us as love itself by any name. Let us give thanks in all things. And so it is.
Well, happy belated Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you. I think that Thanksgiving is such an awesome holiday. I mean, it's a holiday that is all about gratitude and appreciation and Thanksgiving. It gives us the opportunity to remember how full and how rich our lives are. It gives us the opportunity to feel how grateful we are for the amazing blessings that fill our lives. And so today, in honor of Thanksgiving, and because appreciation and gratitude and Thanksgiving are such transformative energies, today's service is going to be all about gratitude and thanksgiving and appreciation. It feels so good, does it not, to be in gratitude, to be in that place of appreciation? And so I'd like to share a story with you, and it goes like this. It's not me saying it, somebody else. My sister and I have never been really close, not like many other siblings. She was my older bossy sister. I was her younger annoying brother. We fought a lot as kids, then grew apart as young adults. Our elderly mother remains our common bond that brings us together on a semi-regular basis. So when I was talking to Mom on the phone the other night, she was holding back her tears, explaining how appreciative she was for all the things that my sister does for her. This is true. She does all the caring for my mom. They live in the same town. I live in another country. My sister is all Mom has when she needs more than just a voice. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I was inspired to send my sister a message. FYI, I spoke to Mom the other night, and she was holding back tears, talking about how much she appreciates your help, especially as she's getting older and less mobile and no car, etc. Not sure if she ever said it directly to you, but she certainly appreciates you. Thank you, sis. I was wanting to show my gratitude to my sister and to let her know how grateful Mom was for all that she had done for her. My desire was to give my sister a boost, to make her feel special, to put a smile on her face, even if it was just for a small moment. The amazing thing I noticed after I hit the send button, the boost, the special feeling, the smile on the face was mine. My realization at that moment that showing gratitude can be infinitely more rewarding than receiving it. Being in gratitude for anything feels so good. Reverend Scott Aubrey says, gratitude is one of the most healing and empowering emotions we can have. It truly changes lives. It is impossible to feel lousy and thankful at the same time. You can't do it. You can't be filled with gratitude and be negative at the same time. Gratitude clears away the bad feelings. Gratitude is the spiritual cure for what ails you. Thanksgiving, gratitude, appreciation make us feel how truly blessed we are. It enables us to recognize and notice the richness and the fullness of our lives. Appreciation enables us to recollect the abundance that fills our life. It allows us to recognize the fullness of life itself. And when we are in those feelings of or that energy of appreciation and gratitude and thanksgiving, it opens us up somehow to something bigger. It allows us to actually see that we actually live in the kingdom now. A kingdom of opulence and a kingdom of love. A kingdom of good without bound. A kingdom where we are one with that source of all good. Where we are one with the flow. And where we are one with that power and presence that contains all good within itself. Eric Butterworth said, "Thanksgiving is more than a response to what is happening. It is a celebration of truth." And so think about it. If you are experiencing gratitude, say, for the relationships in your life, or for your friends, or for your loved ones, at the same time that you're feeling appreciation for that specific thing, you are also celebrating the fact that love is. You're celebrating love itself, celebrating connection. When you are in gratitude for your job At the same time, you are celebrating the truth of abundance. And you are celebrating the truth of prosperity and of creativity, of living with purpose and of creative expression. When you're in appreciation and thanksgiving for your home, at that same time, you are celebrating the fact that we are home in spirit, celebrating belonging, celebrating nurturance, celebrating that we are home in ourselves, celebrating care. And when you're in thanksgiving for this planet, you are also celebrating the truth of beauty and the truth of growth and of oneness with everything and actually celebrating life itself. And so we need to experience gratitude and thanksgiving and appreciation. It's a need that we have inside of ourselves. It enables us to witness the opulence that is all around us and the opulence of good that is within us. Gratitude and appreciation and thanksgiving enable us to finally stop seeking and to be in the truth of enough. We spend so much of our time seeking and moving forward and going after and working towards. It allows us to rest in what is and allow that to be enough. Therefore, I think it's a wonderful holiday, a holiday dedicated to thanksgiving and gratitude and appreciation. But if we were only to celebrate our appreciation or our gratitude one day of the year, someone's alarm is going off. If we were only to celebrate our appreciation and our gratitude one day out of the entire year, our life would feel empty. Our life would feel dried up. We would not feel very happy or satisfied or full. In fact, I think we'd kind of feel empty. Robert Louis Stevenson said, "The person who forgets to be thankful is asleep to life." If we forget to be thankful, we're asleep to everything that's going on around us. Gratitude wakes us up to the ever-present good. The ever-present good. And the trouble we get into is that we get caught up in focusing on what we don't have. And we think that when we finally have that thing, whatever it is, fill in the blank, that then we'll be happy. But the thing is, acquiring that thing, no matter what it is, only leads to temporary happiness. It doesn't last. You know, you get that brand new car and it feels so good and you feel so good driving it. And as that car starts to lose its shininess, along with it losing its shininess and having the little dents or scratches or whatever, you start losing your level of satisfaction that came with getting that new car. And that trip that you've been dying to go on, you go on that trip and you have a really good time, but it is not very long until you are right back where you were with the same issues and the same challenges and the same tasks that before you went on the trip. And when you get that new job that you've been wanting, or you get that promotion, it doesn't take very long at all until you wake up in the morning and wish you didn't have to go to work today. Those things bring temporary happiness. And so when we focus on thinking we're going to be happy when, we put our happiness off. And the second issue is that we lose sight of the abundance that we have in our lives. We lose sight of all of those gifts and all of those wonderful things. And one of the ways that happens is when we compare ourselves to others. When we compare other people's success or other people's good to ours or to what we think is lacking in our lives because they have something different or they have something more. We compare what we think is missing in our lives. Dwelling on the fact that that other person has a bigger house or a nicer car or more money in the bank diminishes our feelings of satisfaction with what we have in our life. It diminishes our feelings of good about the things that we have. And the third snag to be feeling gratitude and appreciation is because we focus on what's wrong in our lives. What's wrong with our bodies? What's wrong with our children? What's wrong with our job? What's wrong with our spouse? What's wrong with our financial status? What's wrong with the politicians and this country and the world? Instead of focusing on what's right. Instead, when we focus on what's right, and we focus on what's working, and we focus on what we like, it grows that. Appreciation grows the good, kind of like appreciation on a bank account. Our appreciation adds to whatever it is that we already have. Appreciation adds to our good feeling. Appreciation adds to our level of satisfaction. Appreciation adds to us loving our lives. And because like attracts like, that appreciation draws even more to us of the things that we can be grateful for. Abraham Hicks said, "Nothing is more important than that you feel good." Because when we feel good, it has the energetic vibration of live. When we feel good, it has the energetic vibration of saying yes to life, yes to good. And when we are in gratitude and appreciation, we are saying yes to life. And you know, there's lots of different things that you can do to say yes to life. You say yes to life when you are in joy. You say yes to life when you're laughing with your friends. You say yes to life when you're loving another person. Can you feel that? How you're saying yes to life and you're expanding? In appreciation of anything, we are saying yes to life. In appreciation of a waterfall or of a cloud or of your friends or of a sweater, it doesn't matter what you're in appreciation of, it's saying yes. It's opening us up. And so the title of my talk today is Thanks for Everything. And I'm talking about being in touch with our gratitude. And our thanksgiving and our appreciation enables us to witness and to experience the bounty that fills our lives, the bounty that is all around us. And it increases our feelings of being blessed and being happy. It increases our feelings of being satisfied and fulfilled and filled up. And it enables us to continue to experience that good because that good that we seek then matches the vibration that we already are. And so in honor of Thanksgiving, you have a little piece of paper in your bulletin. And if you need one, if you don't have one, or if you need a pen, will you raise your hand? And what I'd like you to do is just to take a moment, you might want to turn within, and just to think about and then to write down 3 to 5 of the things in your life for which you are most grateful. Give you just another second to wrap that up. And then I invite you to close your eyes for a moment. And to just notice inside of you the appreciation and the gratitude that you feel for those things. And to notice the appreciation and gratitude that you feel for the beauty of this world, for the flowers and the trees and the birds and the animals and the clouds. And notice the appreciation and gratitude that you feel for your physical body with all of its many components. The gratitude that you feel for your legs and for your feet. The gratitude you feel for your arms and your fingers. For your eyes. And your liver, and your heart, and your brain, and your lungs, and your kidneys. The magic of how it all works together. And notice your appreciation for the doctors and the nurses and the first responders who are there when you need them. And your appreciation for the dedicated school teachers to whom we entrust our beloved children. The appreciation for the people who collect and recycle your trash. And the gardeners who maintain the beauty of the planet. Appreciation from the farmers who grew the food that you ate this morning. And the truck drivers who delivered it to market. Gratitude for the furnace that heats your house. And the battery that started your car this morning. And the country in which you live and call home. The appreciation that you feel for human minds and hearts, for insight and imagination and curiosity, which fuel the skills of research and discovery. The appreciation for divine goodness, appreciation for kindness, for gentleness, patience, humility, and compassion that is at the core of every single heart. And finally, the gratitude and appreciation that you feel for life. And for love. And I invite you to open your eyes. Dennis Merritt Jones said, when we begin to consciously focus on the abundance of blessings that life lays at our feet every moment of every day, an attitude of gratitude will ascend from the core of our being. That's what happens when you notice the blessings. Gratitude just flows from the core of your being. A Course in Miracles says, gratitude goes hand in hand with love. And when there is one, the other must be found. Loving your life. And so my challenge to you is to practice gratitude every single day. To name the things that you're grateful for before you go to bed at night, or first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, to name those things you're grateful for. Or how about when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep? What if you named the things you were grateful for then? Share your gratitude with someone in your life. They'll love to hear it. And keep a journal about the things that you're grateful for. Also, to rejoice in the success of other people, to know that there is enough good in this universe for them and for you. Another person's success does not diminish anything. There's enough for you and for them. And live in a state of gratitude, so that in turn you might live in a state of love. And as you do that, your life will feel full and rich, and you'll be experiencing yourself living an abundant life, feeling satisfied and content with what you have in your life. Have that vibration of yes to life. Carry that vibration with you. Yes to an abundance of good. Yes to that abundance flowing and unfolding in your life, for that is its nature. And so happy Thanksgiving to you today, and happy Thanksgiving to you every day. Blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of self-discovery and discovering this magnificent life. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And we begin with gratitude. There is so much to be grateful for. And I begin with gratitude for this infinite presence of love that we live in. This presence that guides us and leads us and nurtures us and fills us. This presence that unfolds itself as an endless and a boundless good everywhere we look. For this presence is infinite. This presence is the good itself. And it is its desire to unfold and to express in ever greater and fuller ways. And so how grateful I am to be aware of this presence, how grateful I am to be living this life, to be here on planet Earth with the beauty that is all around us, with the magnificent people that fill our lives, with all of the opportunities that we have, with all of the blessings that we have. And so I recognize that no matter where we go and no matter what we do, that this presence goes with us. For that presence is all around us at every moment, filling our lives, filling our homes, filling our places of work, filling our own hearts and our own bodies and our own thinking, that we are inspired from on high. And every time we feel appreciation, every time we feel gratitude, our hearts open up a little bit more and we receive and take in a little bit more. And so how grateful I am just for the abundance of blessings all around us. And so today we give thanks. Today we give deep appreciation and gratitude for this life. And so I release this prayer into the law of the universe, knowing that this energetic vibration of gratitude simply draws more of all the things that we love to us in our lives, that we are living in the kingdom now, and this kingdom is overflowing with good. And for this, I give thanks, and I say, and so it is.
Wow. Cat. Cat. Okay, now we're going to have a quiet affirmation.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you'll join me, today I feel appreciation and thanksgiving for the overflowing good that is all around me. I focus on the good in my life, and I celebrate it. My life overflows with blessings, and so it is.
For you. One is, we are participating in a community outreach project for the holidays with Project Shepherd, which is an organization that serves the city of Lakewood and families that are in need. So we started a canned food drive today. I don't know if you brought anything, actually non-perishable food items. We're collecting them today and next week, and then the following day they're going to Project Shepherd. Also, their website address is on your handout right here. You can go on their website, and it enables you to do three things. Well, really, you can go to City Hall and pick out a bear off the tree and buy an ornament for a child and return it to City Hall. You can go on their website, which enables you, there's a link to go on Amazon and buy a gift and have it sent directly to Project Shepherd. And the third one is just the canned food. Was that the three? Or the canned food. Or always you can make a financial donation to Project Shepherd also. That's what we're doing for our Christmas project here, Living Beyond Limits. We'll be supporting them also. So we invite you to bring non-perishable food next week and participate online if you would like to do that. Our Sunday talks are available on our website. We have prayer support after church. If you're a practitioner, will you raise your hand? The practitioners are happy to sit down and pray with you after service. We have prayer shawls. If you would like to wrap yourself or someone in the energy of prayer, the practitioners will pray over it before you leave, and you can take that home with you. And we have a ministry of prayer box that's on the table. You can fill out a prayer request. We will support you during the week. If you are not on our email list and would like to get our emails, if you could just write your email address on this piece of paper, or a piece of paper on the table, and give it to Ray Bunch, who is behind the camera, he will make sure that that gets in our email list. And last is, Margaret has a table back there. If you are doing Christmas shopping or shopping for yourself, she has music and jewelry that she's made, so take a look at that.